You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you guys know I'm a physician, right? Okay. Yeah, a real one, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm still perplexed by this whole gene thing. You know, this week was conference week, you know, for the kids. So the kids had their school conferences. And I'm very proud of both of them. But I'm always shocked year after year of how little my genes are in them. You know, every now and then they do something, I'm like, okay, whew, that's my baby. I mean, because I did give birth to them, and we didn't get them switched in the nursery. I mean, I could tell they're my kids. But you would think, with so much of my genetic material, and if any of you have ever seen my ovaries and my uterus, I got a lot of genetic material. Not that that's where you see it, but anyway. I would just think that my kids would do just something similar to me. Like, for example, one of my kids, you know, bless him, very good boy, but he really doesn't like school. And he's getting a D in one of his classes. Now, okay, if anybody came from my loins, all right, they would not be getting a D. They may be a double D if they were a girl, but in terms of school, it was always A plus 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 A plus 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 plus. All right, now you're like, so a D. Right, so it's good. Yeah, but you know, what was it? You know, maybe it was in PE. I mean, if he's Dahlia's kid, he's probably not the most athletic. No, it was math. Now, math, wait a second, math, I could eat, breathe, sleep math. I was like a mathematician. I could do this math thing. Okay, and again, I'm proud of my baby. I understand he's getting into this, you know, getting into some, you know, having some issues with, you know, probably grades and study habits and whatever. But if he had just one iota of my DNA, he should be able to calculus the hell out of these problems. And, you know, so you start to get a little concerned. Okay, then we got the other kid. Okay, now the other kid, I'm proud of him. I mean, I'm going to keep him, you know, but, okay, so the other kid, okay, he's doing okay in school, okay? But she tells me that he's very attentive and he's very cordial and, you know, he's a good kid. Now, okay, as a mom, you should be like, okay, that's good. That's very, very good. Okay, but I'm like, wait a second, really? You mean he just sits there, no making jokes? No one-liners? No. Now, the other one does. The one who's struggling in his school, he's the one that shoots out some one-liners and tries to make people laugh. Okay, so that's the only saving grace, because I'm like, okay, good. There's a little bit of, yeah, my DNA in that one. But the other one, okay, he's got the good grades, but he's well-behaved. Now, okay, listen, okay, as a mom, okay, you are supposed to, no matter what, want your offspring to be the most successful in life later, and you want your offspring and your progeny to have as many good genes as possible, but I would be lying if I didn't say, I actually want my kids, despite it causing failure in their life, to have a lot of mama in there. Now, what about dad? Okay, was there a lot of dad in my kids represented in the school of the D? Okay, no. There is, okay, and I'm actually relieved by that. As a mom, I'm relieved by that, because my kid's father could have been a multitude of men, you know, and you always kind of, you know, count on your fingers the months back. But no, they're definitely my kids, or his kids. So I'm okay with that. And you know, as a mom, you know, if I went through all the effort to choose a father for my kids, I know a lot of you guys are like, I don't understand women. I go on a date and they ask me the weirdest questions. It's because we women really don't care about you. We women aren't really interested in you when we go on a date, okay? We're interested in future you. There's a big difference when we go on a date. Yeah, you drive this car. Yeah, you do this. Yeah, you do this. And we're like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. But meanwhile, we're thinking, what are you going to be like in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Are you going to beat us? Are you going to be a drunk? Are you going to want menage a trois? Are you going to not take care of your body? Are you going to provide? You see, same thing with my husband. In fact, the funny thing is I don't even remember what my husband was like in his 20s because I was so busy calculating 30-year-old Corey, 40-year-old Corey, 50-year-old Corey, that I don't ever remember him young, right? And that's just what we do. So I am, as a mom, pleased. I'm not crazy. I am, as a mom, pleased that my husband's genes are in my kids, but I would have really, really just liked to see a little bit more Dr. Dahlia in my kids. Now, okay, mind you, they are boys, okay? I have to understand that if I had two girls, which I don't really think I could even handle, because I'm sure then they would be very flirty, obnoxious, hoochie mama-ish, overly large-breasted, and I would be very, very nervous as a mom having two daughters like that. They probably would be a smart aleck. They would probably be nasty. They would probably be a know-it-all, and they would probably be running around like little Republicans all over the place. And that's not really what I wanted to give birth to. I wanted to give birth to moderates. I wanted to give birth to kids that liked school enough to want to pursue it but still had some other talents. But I really wanted kids. If I could be honest, I really wanted kids, and boys especially, that would be so internally bonded to their mama that they would make sure there was a very, very short leash between them and me. And I just don't, that's why I'm nervous. If these kids really don't, and even if they don't have a genotypic expression that's autosomal dominant of some of the things that I had possessed and transferred to them, fake it then. Just give me a sign that you are bonded eternally to your mama. But no, they're just doing their own thing, sitting there in class, not even giving their mama, a moment's thought. And I think that's why I found conference week so frustrating this week. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You know, the funny thing is, I'm a doctor, right? I've been taking care of
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, for those of you who are Game of Thrones fans, I guess I saw an article where they showed pictures of the places in Ireland and other parts of the world that they used as backdrops to film Game of Thrones, even actual places. See, nowadays, that's the problem. You know, I saw some of the computer graphics they did with Great Gatsby, and so, you know, it's kind of hard for me to, you know, appreciate the realness of it, but there are real places that they used to film Game of Thrones, and they're gorgeous, so I put that on my Facebook. Definitely check that out for those of us who are Game of Thrones fans. Okay, I got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, not all healthcare premiums are paid up. Many people who signed up for health insurance in the federal exchange didn't pay the premiums. So what does that mean for you and me? Okay. We're also going to talk about how these antibiotics are getting so weak that the World Health Organization is worrying that even a little scratch later in our grandchildren, God forbid, would possibly cause some major sepsis. We just don't have have the protection that we need. Vitamin D, helping people with prostate cancer, so we got to figure out how to get vitamin D up in there next to the prostate. And we're also going to talk about some of the dirtiest cities in terms of clean, in terms of air quality. That's always an exciting topic, air quality, right? You know, and pollution. That's always kind of, that's a real big, juicy medical headlines. Yeah? Yeah? All right. So as you can see, we got a very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I was I was interviewed today on Doug McIntyre in the morning with T-Ray on KABC, and they were talking to me about the botched execution, which we talked about yesterday or the day before on the show, and they were going to ask me about this report where, I guess, a corpse exploded. Did you guys hear about that? I think somebody is getting sued. I need to pull up the story. I'm having trouble with my computer. Where apparently there was a corpse in an apartment. And I guess the corpse had been lying there for a while that it eventually exploded. And so I was asked, you know, to get ready to comment on corpse explosions. Now, I've, you know, done autopsies before, and I've been in coroner offices, and I've never actually witnessed a corpse explode by any means, all right? However, you know, there could always be a first time. I want to just see if I could find, I want to see if I could pull up the extent of the damages by this corpse. What you need to realize, and we've kind of talked about how, you know, death occurs and what happens to the body as the body starts to decompose. But the one big thing is if a body isn't embalmed, the bacteria that can sit there and take advantage decide to grow and it makes gas. So if your body is, let's say, normally like a pH 7.2, you're a little bit more basic, you could start to possibly have carbon dioxide buildup in the tissues. That could make for a more anaerobic environment sometimes. And anaerobic bacteria don't need oxygen to thrive. Antibiotic bacteria need to be around environments with no oxygen, very little oxygen. And then they get to grow and thrive. So my guess is you have a lot of this anaerobic bacteria, a lot of gas, you start to swell, and then things start to boom. Okay, I mean, I'm not talking taking out a whole building, but that's what I believe is happening when these quote-unquote corpses are exploding. I think there's a beached whale they were talking about. I need to find out where this is. There's a beached whale that has now swollen almost twice its size because of the gaseous elements from the bacteria. And they are freaking out that anybody going near this beached whale, I mean, if it does explode, how far is the carnage going to go? Anyway, Judy Rodrigo lost her nearly six-year legal battle with her insurer on Wednesday with the Palm Beach County Court in Florida, ruling that her insurance policy did not cover damage caused by body explosions. Rodriguez claimed in her suit that Keystone Condominium Association staff failed to discover the elderly woman's body for 2 weeks in 2008. Apparently somebody had died in the unit above hers. Now she has been ordered to pay for her own repairs. She couldn't, I guess, you know, reclaim damages. By the time maintenance workers had checked on the neighbor who had lived alone, her remains had been partially eaten by her pet dog, because obviously the dog wasn't fed, so the dog has to eat something. Now, they weren't sure how the dog could have lasted two full weeks, but they guessed he must have fed. And so, I guess, Rodrigo claimed the condo association failed to replace common elements of the building that were soaked. I can't even read this, by the bodily fluids. She was forced to pay for renovations herself. The apartment was gutted, but she said the smell never left. And she asked State Farm, the insurance company, to pay personal property damage coverage, but they, I guess they declined. All right. Decomposing bodies aren't quote unquote perils. I don't know much about insurance companies and what they pay for. I know more about what they don't pay for. But I think usually insurance companies pay for fire, flooding, etc. But insurance policies like to spell out what tragedy or calamity or peril they will cover. They won't say, oh, any damage to the house, we got you covered, or any damage to the place. So they say, they claim the decomposed body was not peril. Apparel that they covered, according to the appeals court. The plain meaning of the term explosion does not include a decomposing body's cells explosively expanding, causing leakage of bodily fluids. In short, they aren't helping her. Now, this is then what I suggest. See, whenever I see things like this, I always wonder, okay, what could we do to protect ourselves from that situation, okay? Well, one is if you do live in an area where there's an older person above you, I would definitely suggest to your landlord that every 72 hours they check, because usually by 72 hours, that's when the bacteria start to really take up shop and start to do things. So if you could just get that body within 72 hours, your apartment should be hopefully safe from a corpse explosion. But what really kind of is sad about this is how many people die alone in their apartment. I told you I had a friend who actually committed suicide, and I believe I might have been the last one he talked to, and which is just really freaking me out. My roommate was moving to New Zealand for a year to do a cross student exchange type thing, so I needed to go to medical school in a few months, so we were going to live together in an apartment, separate rooms, right? Until I went off to medical school, so I called him and I asked him, oh, do you have a VCR? Because I need to tape Melrose Place and 90210. He's like, yeah, I got you covered. And that was the last I spoke of him. We found out that 3-4 days later, he had been found in his room because the roommate thought he was just gone. He didn't realize until he smelled something. And, we're kind of this, you know, philosophy now of give everybody their space, leave them alone. And the problem is there are people there that need help. I'm afraid to live alone. I am so afraid I'm going to fall and I can't get up, or something's going to happen and there's going to be nobody around and nobody's going to want to, you know, come in and check on me, etc. And so I never, ever, ever want to live alone. But, you know, if I could make a suggestion to any of you that are older, that refuse to look at assisted living, that love your house or love your apartment and want to be by yourselves, you know, keep in mind, having somebody, even if it's somebody to check on you once a day, all right, is a hell of a lot safer. I really get nervous. You know, my mom, she lives near me, and I could check on her all the time. And, you know, we got the pets and all that. And so, you know, luckily, I feel like she's not alone. Would I ever have her move in with me so she wouldn't be alone? Oh, hell no. I mean, you know, she's my mom. I couldn't live with her. But, you know, she is in a vicinity such that I could check on her if I had to. Okay, but for those of you who live alone, all right, just, you know, not cool. Not cool if nobody checks on you for 2 weeks. Pretty scary stuff. And no, your dog will not ask for help. Okay, your dog is just going to turn around and eat you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk about the dirtiest air metropolitan areas with the worst air pollution. You'll be kind of surprised who's on this list. And then I want to talk about the Obamacare Health Exchange and how many people have not been paying their premiums. What does that mean for you and I? It's not good. 1-877-DOCADALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Please, 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 anything you guys can do to help, we need. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and then hit the link that says Help Fight Blood Cancer. This is such an important cause. I was just at another meeting last night and I met the little boy Dominique. That's that cute little boy on my website picture. Apparently, a couple years ago, he had been diagnosed with leukemia, and at the end of his chemotherapy treatment, he had been diagnosed with a new, different form of leukemia while he was being treated for the first one. So to be a two-time leukemic patient and survivor before the age of six, you look at it going, thank the Lord, and, you know, thank the doctors, and thank the prayers, and thank, you know, everybody everybody involved. And but it takes money. It takes a lot of money, in addition to prayer, to get these kids saved and alive and able to, overcome this. So, and where does the money come from? It comes from you and I. So please, 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 anything you could do to help these kids out, we need. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and find the Help Fight Blood Cancer link, and that would be then where you could donate, okay? Now, this is very interesting. They say not all health care premiums are paid up, according to a House panel. A House committee said Wednesday that only two-thirds of people signing up for private health insurance in the federal exchange had paid their premiums by April 15th. Without payments, consumers will not have coverage. Now, the Obama administration questioned the accuracy of the numbers, but provided none of its own, according to the New York Times. Republican leaders of the panel, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, said they'd obtained the data from all insurance companies participating in the federal marketplace. All right, President Obama said on April 17th that 8 million people had signed up on the federal and state exchanges, surpassing the administration's goal. A subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce panel plans to hold a hearing next week to take testimony from insurance executives on enrollment. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, this is ridiculous. It's a witch hunt. Leave the Obama administration alone. Why do we need to know who signed up? Remember, in order for our health care system to not completely come to an abysmal crash, we need money going into the system. We need consistent money, and we need a lot of it. If people don't enroll in Obamacare and these Obamacare exchanges, it's not a win for anybody going, yeah, see, we told you Obamacare sucked and nobody wanted to sign up. It's going to be a huge catastrophic financial disaster. And we've talked about why. So as a doctor, I am scared to death. I don't know what to root for, which is, I think, another reason why we're all kind of very uncomfortable and we're biting our nails as we're watching all this happen. Because usually we could root for a side and go, okay, as long as things go this way, we're going to be okay. I don't know what side to root for, to be honest. Okay, if I want to root for, okay, you know, just everybody says this Obamacare thing stinks, all right, then it gets scrapped. Okay, well, yeah, that may happen, but if people don't put money into the, if people don't pay their premiums, the ones that can, we can't dole out all the subsidies that everybody who, I guess, qualifies for can get. Now, some of you are like, well, that's wonderful, Dahlia, great. We stopped giving freebie money. You got to look at the bigger picture, okay? We need to figure out some sort of entitlement program that works. We will never get rid of all entitlements. There's always going to be people that need to rely on the government dollar. Unfortunately, we're in a situation right now where too many do. And this Obamacare thing was a complete cluster. The reason why I can't just say, okay, fine, just nobody sign up and let the whole thing fall, is because there is no plan by this administration or later the Hillary administration, if she gets in, to scrap Obamacare. Which means we're going to be dealing with another depression once we start to find that insurance premiums are going to have to skyrocket and skyrocket and skyrocket for the 5 or 6% of us that are actually paying non-subsidies. Now, remember, if two-thirds, like I guess, if two-thirds of people, quote-unquote, are paid up, are those of us that are paying, is it us who are paying the $900 a month premiums? No. It's probably the ones who got their rates down to $75 a month. Well, then the insurance companies are going to want somebody else to pay and subsidize, especially if they're not getting the government money. Insurance executives, let me go back here. Erin Shields, a spokeswoman for the Department of Health and Human Services, said the committee data did not match up with public comments from insurance companies themselves, most of which indicate that 80 to 90% of enrollees have paid their premiums. In addition, she said, given the significant surge in enrollments at the end of March, it stands to reason that not all enrollees would have paid. Now, insurers set their own deadlines, so maybe some of them didn't have to make a payment until May, etc. But you know, I kind of, I know a lot of people haven't paid because my patients have told me. They're like, yeah, I'm on it, but I haven't gotten a bill yet. And I'm like, oh boy. Insurance executives said in mid-February that one in five people who signed up for insurance under this law had failed to pay their premiums on time and therefore did not receive coverage by January. Since then, insurers have reported an increase in the proportion of people actually paying their premiums. So, you know, some people did get scared, but what I don't understand is this group of patients who aren't paying that still have a valid insurance ID card or valid computer verification saying yes, they're covered. This is a huge problem because we call, we check, they say, yeah, patient has insurance. We see them and they say, sorry, under the Affordable Health Care Act, you know, they have a 90-day grace period. And then the patients go, oh, sorry, you know what, I'm not going to pay. And now here I just saw those patients for 3 months for free. So this is kind of a disaster. I want people paying because I can't, as a doctor, have people sign up, not pay. I see them for free. It's the biggest scam out there, and I can't keep seeing people for free. Now, I know this isn't all about me. I sometimes like to make it all about me. It feels better to just sit there and gripe. Me, 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 me. But I think it's about time I get to complain. You know, I've been worried about the greater whole this whole time. Nobody's listened. All right? So now I'm really ticked because we aren't bringing in any money with this Obamacare. Yeah, a couple. I should not say any. Yeah, we've got a couple people where the insurance companies are paying. But I can't tell you how many zeros we get from insurance company. I cannot pay staff with zeros. I cannot buy medical supplies to treat you getting zeros. So this is a cluster. Now, if everybody does pay their premium, that's great. But what I would really like to know is what percentage of these 8 million who signed up are government subsidy or are people paying the actual 5, 6, 7, 8, 900 bucks a month for their health insurance? All I know is we are not going to be able to afford our 900 bucks a month. Thank heavens we got an extension from our current insurance company, but they're going to kick us off as soon as they can because we don't have coverage that covers rehab. Although it's kind of nice that socialized medicine does. What was it, the mayor of Toronto? I guess he has to take a leave of absence because he got caught smoking crack cocaine on video, allegedly, and now he has to, you know, go into rehab. Maybe that's why Obamacare really pushed the subject. Maybe we're more naive than we think. Maybe more than us than we know need rehab. So they're like, you know what, we better, you know, come up with plans that do. But the number I want, and I want as soon as possible, is how many people of these 8 million are actual subsidy people putting money in. Because if we have 8 million people now getting these subsidies, which are very, very hefty, we need to calculate, and very quickly before the midterms, what the hell we're spending. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who is working the dial. So, the American Lung Association has released its annual State of the Air report, and it has listed the worst air pollution cities, metropolitan cities here in the United States. Now, I live in Las Vegas, and it was kind of sad to hear that we made the top 10. The worst city, however, was Los Angeles, Long Beach, California. Number 2 was Visalia, Porterville, Hanford, California. Number 3 was Bakersfield, California. 4 was Fresno, Madera, California. 5 was Sacramento, Roseville, California. California. 6 was Houston. Finally, we're out of California. So California took all top 5. 6 was Houston, the Woodlands, Texas. 7, back to California, Modesto, Merced, California. 8 was Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. 9, Washington, Baltimore, Arlington, D.C. area. Well, there's a lot of people blowing smoke out their butt in Washington, D.C. I'm not surprised. And then 10 was the Las Vegas, Henderson. Well, that's Las Vegas, Henderson is that's all of us. Don't think if you're not living in Henderson, you're clear. No. Las Vegas, Henderson, number 10 of the worst air. You know, they say half of Americans, this according to this report, half of Americans live in countries where ozone or particle pollution levels make the air unhealthy to breathe. Los Angeles, Long Beach had 121.8 high ozone days, which topped the list of the nation's worst pollution. They said the for Vegas, where I live, the high ozone days had fallen significantly since 1996, and there were 19.7 high ozone days that measured well above the safe standard of only 4 days annually. This is now the 15th annual national report card. Said the nation overall continued to reduce particle pollution. Poor air quality, however, still remains a concern, and we've talked about how air pollution has been linked to heart disease, diabetes, COPD, asthma, and they've even been linking it to autism. So what do you do if you live in California? I know, you know, I don't know what to say. You know, I'm a huge fan of California. I was born in L.A. You know, you kind of wonder, where's New York on this? Where's Miami? It's probably the way the winds blow. You know, you would think New York City would be high on that list. There's a lot of cars. There's a lot of pollution. But it wasn't. I mean, it was more the deserty, more dusty areas, if you could imagine that. You know, I found that interesting. You had Dallas, Texas. You had Houston, Vegas, and then the rest were like Californians. That's, you know, California. I don't know. So anyway, the Clean Air Act has helped them a long way, but unfortunately still we have at least 25 cities that have horrible year-round particle pollution. I'm trying to see if there's any other things I need to kind of tell you on that before we move on. No, that's it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Bad air. You know, what do you do? When you live in an area of high pollution, I mean, there are areas that are a little safer, you know, so obviously above ground. So the more on a hilltop or the more at a height area you could be, that's going to help because obviously stuff settles. If you could try to avoid high traffic areas, you know, a lot of us will, you know, we'll start to smell something. So then we'll immediately go to work recirculating air. The problem is once you smell it, it's already there in your car. So now you hit the recirculating. Now, we still all do it because we don't want to take in any more than we have. But, you know, I live in areas now where even though I used to never have traffic, you know, I still have a commute where I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic a lot of times to get to work. And I sit there, and now what I try to do is I try to leave some distance, but it's you're still getting it into your car and you're still breathing it in. So I recommend try to avoid a high-traffic commute if you can. But that's exactly why LA, Long Beach, etc. When I lived in LA, an hour and a half every day. Well, an hour and a half every day going to, I should say, each way, that's 3 hours in a car with pollution. Of course that's not healthy. Do I really think it could cause diabetes? Do I really? Yeah, and heart attack and all that. You're getting something in your body that's not supposed to be there. Remember, our bodies were never designed to deal with pollutants. Our bodies were designed to live a life back in caveman days. Whatever was around caveman days was roughly what our bodies are designed for. Yes, we evolve. Yes, we sometimes get barriers. Maybe our skin is a little thicker. You know, maybe we're hairier in some places. Maybe we have longer nose hairs. Maybe we've evolved a little bit. But we still were never, never designed to be able to breathe the crap that we're breathing. Okay? And, you know, good job for those of you in rural America. Keep it up. You know, and but remember, if all of us move to rural America, it's not going to be rural anymore. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Vegas used to be rural. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have been in Vegas off and on since 1981, so I've gotten to see how this amazing community has grown in 33 years. And it was not that populous. I remember in the 80s, you know, you had kind of the strip, the Vegas corridor, and then, you know, you had a lot of houses spread out in cities and schools, etc., you know, but we would never be considered a metropolitan community. That happened the 90s and the 2000s, where we just exploded, and we grew faster than our infrastructure. I remember them looking at the Spaghetti Bowl, which is this highway where you have the I-15 and the 95, the two main highways that were in our city that were really starting to get clogged up in the 90s. And we remember we went to some sort of a conference or convention, and they showed what they were going to do to the interchange, the Spaghetti Bowl. And they said they were going to make two lanes. Right, two lanes, too. And I'm like, we need two lanes now. I think you need to look ahead another 30, 40 years. Our population hit close to 2 million at its peak, and we just grew so fast. And cities sprawled out and communities. And then for those of you who have ever been to Vegas, you've probably seen what happened with Green Valley and Henderson, and what happened with Summerlin and then North Las Vegas, where things just sprawled out to the point that we are up against the mountains. I don't know how much more we could grow, but I tell you, we're finding places. It's like fluid. You spill fluid, right? And the fluid finds the path of least resistance. You know, that's where the homes are growing. Now we have this beautiful community, Southern Highlands. So as you're driving from LA, you seem to feel like you're in Vegas 20, 30 minutes before you thought you were going to get to Vegas, because the city has already started to grow south like that. And it's an amazing city, but luckily we have these master plan communities who knew how to structure the growth, because, you know, we were just getting houses and neighborhoods just popping up all over the place, and, you know, you needed some uniformity, and I got to give credit to Summerlin community for being able to do that. Boy, did they get a lot of land, and they did a lot with it, but, you know, with the exception of the roundabouts, and you guys know how much I can't stand roundabouts, they did a fairly good job of trying to organize the growth. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. CDAI. Please don't forget to have your air filters, your HEPA filters. Those will always kind of glean out some of the extra crap. And it doesn't hurt to have a good, healthy immune system. So for those of you that do eat like crap or smoke or drink, that's not going to help your lung function very much. So make sure you get your acts together with that as well. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the World Health Organization is saying that we have been using our antibiotics so much they're becoming weaker, such that just a little scratch could later be deadly. We do. We use a lot of antibiotics. We've talked about that. There's no shock there. But this MRSA, this methicillin-resistant staph aureus, the C. diff, which we've talked about, the E. coli, the Acinetobacter biamani, this is another bacteria that's becoming more resistant to antibiotics, and this could cause meningitis. The CRKP, multidrug-resistant tuberculosis. Now there's an NDM1 bacteria detected in India, and many of these strains are resistant to antibiotics. So we'll talk about that coming back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How can you say?
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.